find out about that in a minute. Keep your praises or grumbles coming as well. Rog says, grumble, when are the council going to put filter lights at the notorious Beverley Road, Queens Road, Scully Road, Crossroads? It's very dangerous trying to turn into Queens Road off Beverley Road. Thank you for that. Keep your praises or grumbles coming. Tweedy says, a lot of them road related today. Some people are unbelievable. I've just seen an ambulance on blue lights and siren have to stop to let a pedestrian use the zebra crossing. Regards, Tweedy. And Paul Abrahams in Hornsey says, morning, Burnsy. Praise for Steve Bruce. Enough said. All round nice guy. Best in our history.
Henry's Jukebox on BBC Radio Humberside.
Going through a party in the county jail.
Music from the golden age of rock and roll.
You should have heard this knocked-out jailbird sing that rock.
Jazz. Blues.
I love my baby, God, it's why she goes.
And swing. Henry's Jukebox with Henry Ayrton, Sunday evening at 8 on BBC Radio Humberside.
We're going to talk about something that's becoming increasingly popular. This is crowdfunding, an opportunity for businesses to grow in all sorts of areas and people to get projects sort of funded if other people like it and put some money in. That's my very Janet and John knowledge of crowdfunding. We'll talk to a couple of people who know more about it. Because there's a civic crowdfunding project being offered in Hull. I was just checking, one of my guests just hadn't fallen off the chair. They're all right. The hashtag Make Hull scheme is being set up. We're going to talk to a couple of people here. We'll talk to Peter Drennan very shortly, director of Allen and Wood Partners, one of the pioneers involved in the programme. But Niraj Dattani, head of community development for Space Hive, is on the phone this morning. Niraj, thank you for your time this morning. Morning to you. What's this about? Explain. In Janet and John terms for me, frankly.
Janet and John terms. It's just a way for people to raise money to improve their communities, so whether they want to improve a park or build a new playground or put on a community festival or do an arts project, they can post that idea online and lots of people can come together to help make it happen.
All right, okay, that seems fairly simple. So where do they post it online?
If they go to spacehive.com, they can just post it straight there. And we've also got a whole bunch of money available contributed by the pioneers, who you'll be talking to a bit later, but there's £50,000 or projects in Hull. So if they run a good campaign, if they get people excited about it, if they get people pledging to their project, then they're in with a shot to get some of that 50,000.
And on social media, the hashtag Make Hull scheme will also find it, yeah?
Yeah, hashtag Make Hull. You can go on Twitter, and if you're tweeting about anything that's happening there, hashtag Make Hull. And you can also go and find out more information about it on spacehive.com/Make Hull.
Right, okay. And have you got anything off the ground yet, or is this in itself just getting off the ground?
No, it's all started to happen. So we've been working there for a few months now, and we've been talking to people in the community. And, you know, they've got a whole range of ideas. So we've had about 18 projects now being posted. We've had one that's already gone and hit its target, which you'll probably know. It was the whole Folk and Maritime Festival.
Right, okay.
Yeah, they finished off their £19,000 campaign with us, but we've now got the Amy Johnson parade being fundraised on our site, so they're trying to raise a couple of grand. We've also got the whole Beats Bus, and love the whole Beats Bus. It's a portable music history classroom and recording studio that's going to go around to parks and estates. That's fantastic, and there's a whole bunch of others like that. So if people have got some ideas themselves, then they can go onto the site, they can post them up, and they can also look at what else is going on and back those projects and make them happen.
So it sounds good. Is this better than traditional ways of trying to raise funding? And is it putting sort of people with ideas in touch with the business community?
Yeah, I mean, the business community are the ones who put up this £50,000. So they're kind of there chomping at the bit to support these projects. It is much easier. I mean, people might be used to having to jump through hoops and write grant application forms and speak to the council. And some people would have been put off by doing that whole process anyway. This is far simpler. You just put it online, you tell everybody you know, you start talking about it on social media, and everybody comes together to make it happen.
Remind us of where it is online.
www.spacehive.com.
Stay with us, Neeraj. We're going to talk to Peter Drennan, who's a director of Allen and Wood Partners. First thing, Peter, thank you very much for coming in. First thing, what do Allen and Wood do?
Allen Wood and Partners are suppliers of professional services to the construction industry. We do civil and structural engineering involved in many projects in the locality.
Okay, you're based in Hull, yeah?
We're based in Hull. The business was started in 1968 by Allen Wood, so we've been around for 48 years in Hull, and this was our base, and we've grown from here.
My apologies, I put an and in the middle there, so it's Allen Wood. Why did you get involved in this, in crowdfunding, in this project?
Basically, the Hull office, we employ 50-plus people in Hull. It's local professionals, local support staff that are here. And we just want to put something back in the community where our people live. And we just want to, you know, we want to be part of the Hull scene, and we want to help wherever we can.
As you as a business then getting quite excited about what's going on in Hull?
We are, yes, because we are involved with some quite exciting schemes at the minute that are coming forward for the City of Culture. We're involved at the minute in developing the old dry dock down opposite the deep, where that's going to be turned into an auditorium, come amphitheatre, where there will be a lot of acts and things will be taking place there during City of Culture. Plus, we're involved in a lot of very impressive developments down there for C4DI, etc.
It's a real buzz down there. I'm really looking forward to the Humber Street session and seeing for the first time people on that amphitheatre stage. So what are your company doing down there in that specific project? Because I think it's a lovely project.
That specific project, we've been responsible for the design, and we're now managing the installation using local construction companies.
Is it all going to plan?
It's going to plan at present, yes.
Yeah, it looks good. It's going to be I think it's going to be a fine addition to the city's cultural scene. So this is you as a company giving something back and getting involved in what's going on.
Definitely, we're big supporters in that. As I say, we really like to get involved with Hull, and we love to use our skills and help as best we can to promote the area and bring the area forward.
Peter, nice to see you. Thank you very much for coming in, and well done to everybody at Allen Wood Partners. We got an extra hand in there. We obviously had a spare hand today, and we thought we'd throw it in. Nice to talk to you. Appreciate your time. Thank you for coming in.
Neeraj,
thank you for your time as well. All the best with it.
No,
do keep us up to date as projects get funded, and we'll try and talk to them and see what's going on.
Will do, and you know, you can check out the whole Daily Mail today. Nice big spread of what's happening there if you want to get a bit more information.
Of course, good to see they're supporting it as well. It's the Burnsy Show on BBC Radio Humberside. Anything you hear on the programme, you can talk about. And if you've any praises or grumbles for me, do let me know. Point of information from Jason Stevens-Reed, Re Walton Street Park and Ride. The reasons it closed were one.